A new report published in the journal Science finds that rapid warming in the Gulf of Maine is a contributing factor to the crash of the cod population. Fishermen are facing drastic limits on how much cod they can catch since federal regulators realized they'd vastly misjudged the cod population in the Gulf of Maine. Joining us this morning to talk about the study is its lead author, Andrew Pershing, a research scientist at the Gulf of Maine Institute. Good morning, Andrew, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Hi, good morning, Bob.
How fast has water in the Gulf of Maine warmed, and by how much? And how do you measure that?
Yeah, so the data that we used in this study came from satellites that take a snapshot of the ocean every day. So we have a really great record of both the changes in the temperature and time and space over the planet and included in the Gulf of Maine. And if you look over the entire record, which goes back to 1982, the Gulf of Maine warmed at a rate that was about three times the global average rate for the ocean. But over the last 10 years, that rate accelerated. And so between 2004 and 2013, the Gulf of Maine warmed even faster. And so we were seeing rates over that period of about half a degree Fahrenheit per year.
So that's 4 to 5 degrees warmer in just a 10-year period. What's driving that?
So climate change is a contributing factor, and it's the dominant factor on the 30-year scale. On the 10-year scale, there we're talking more about a natural, you know, we're seeing a natural cycle. But as we look to the future, and especially as we try to think of what that means for the cod population, that's really where these, these global model projections come into play, and it really affects the scale of the fishery that we think we can have.
What does this warm-up mean for the cod fishery?
So what this means is that every year we have fewer fish that are produced by every female that's in the population. If it's a warm year, in cold years we get a little bit more reproduction. And we also see that the survival of the fish goes down during these warm years. And so if you take those two things together, during the warm years that we've had recently, the cod stock is just much less productive. It just can't produce fish at the rate that we think it should. And so that's everything has to scale accordingly, including the size of the fishery.
Have fishing regulators mismanaged the cod fishery in the Gulf of Maine by not taking into account these temperature changes?
I think, you know, one of the themes of our paper was just how rapid this change in our ecosystem was. And I think it would have really been asking a lot for people in the thick of it to, you know, have recognized what was going on. But at the same time, the system isn't designed to really go out and ask those questions. And I think that's more of the larger problem that we're interested in trying to address.
Based on your research, what's the outlook for the New England fishing industry and cod fishermen who are already in dire straits?
There's no question this is a very challenging time to be a ground fisherman in the Gulf of Maine, and you know, cod and several other stocks are really low. What our work suggests is that there is the possibility of rebuilding cod. We're not talking about this species, you know, disappearing from the Gulf of Maine. What we do need to do is calibrate our expectations for just how much cod catch we can get out of this stock. Because the Gulf of Maine is warmer, because the cod stock is less productive, if you don't account for that temperature effect, you end up suggesting that the population could rebuild to something close to, you know, to historical levels. But our work says that history is long in the past, and that we're looking at a future where, you know, where the cod stock is just less productive, and so we can have probably, you know, half of the traditional fishery.
So, Andrew, you're not painting a very good future for the cod fishery.
Well, I actually think that there is a future for the cod fishery, but I think it's just a different one, and this is what we have to grapple with as we move into this warmer world, is that, you know, many of the things that we've depended on, many of the resources in the water and on the land are not going to be there in the same abundance.
Andrew Pershing, research scientist at the Gulf of Maine Institute, author of this new study in the journal Science, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bob.